clearly something's wrong. So it's either change me, change the players. I need to change the mentality of the group. We're into January, transfer window's open. We need players in the building ASAP. We've won 2 out of 23 games. It isn't good enough. I have to accept responsibility as the manager. That's my team. I put it out there that the players are the players, but I put the team out and we haven't been good enough. So what comes my way, I understand. You know, it's clear to see that we've papered over the cracks. Sometimes in games we haven't scored enough goals and we have conceded some poor goals, but our goals against record is a lot better than a lot of teams in the division. So it's not like we're conceding bundles of goals, but again, it's one. And I said to the boys, you know, it's hard when you're at the back and you're not scoring up front, because if you concede one, you always live on that knife edge. If you concede one, we might not score. But there has to be a mentality. And I said, we had it last year when I took over. We had it with a group of players that we weren't going to get beat. We was going to keep a clean sheet, and if we couldn't win a game, it was going to be 0-0. And we had it at spells at the start of the season. I don't know where that's gone in the last 10 games. So, you know, that's just what I looked at the players and just said, look, if we're not going to be good enough in the final third to be creative, we have to have a mindset as a team. We can't concede. Don't get beat. But we do get beat.
It must be so frustrating for you to see a great chance miss one end and a set piece not defended very well the other.
Yeah, that's football. I understand that. That's football. Yeah, as we just get to a stage where just I feel deflated today, probably more so after Colchester. I was angry after Sutton. I just accepted it because it's just a sucker punch. Today I'm just gutted, just deflated. We're in tomorrow and have to try and pick myself up in the group.
But you say the Leicester game coming up at the weekend, apart from a nice day out, it's not too much of an interest for
you. I respect the competition, love the FA Cup. With two tough opponents, non-league opponents that want to cause an upset, and we've held in there and beat them over two games both, and deserve the right to play Leicester at home in a sold-out stadium. Fans get to come and see world-class players. We're not going to win the FA Cup, Luke. Little secret, I'll let you in there. We're not going to win the FA Cup, I don't think. So
I'll save my money.
So my focus has to be for Hartlepool.
Okay, and I mean, that's going to be hopefully a new start of a new era. What they talk about, because you'll have new players in.
Well, hopefully, yeah. I don't want to make promises I can't keep. You know, back to the pre-season, when you can ask me about players coming out, and I'm not going to make promises I can't keep. But I've made my feelings very clear to the whole football club that we have to change by the 14th of January. We have to have any chance of being successful, then we have to be a different group.